I'm Floyd Hall, and I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, with Brittany Bosco, Atlanta transplant to New York. Mm-hmm. Brittany, how are you doing?
I'm well. I'm doing really good.
Good. Glad to catch up with you. So let's talk about your path to New York. You were in Atlanta for quite some time, and then all of a sudden, you were in New York. What happened?
About maybe like 4.5 to 5 months ago, I was promoting my latest single, which was MPH. It came out as a feature with the Wild magazine and had a lot of like traction from that. So I just thought it was very important, and it was calling for me, like, go to New York, figure it out. So I went to New York, met a lot of people who were just interested in the music and the brand, and just the overall presentation was just a little bit different from, I guess, things that they had been accustomed to here. And it was just, I guess it was something that was different. So came here, I knew I needed to stay here. So one of my friends told someone at Factory Studios I was in town. And lo and behold, the last day that I got here, I got an art creative direction gig at Factory Studios, and along with my music. So it's just one of those things where all of the signs was pointing here, and it was a chance for me to finally be able to execute my vision at a full scale. So how could I say no to a job that will allow me to be creative and I can produce my own visuals? So it was just like a win-win situation for me. And then the Fool's Gold thing happened, and it was just like a rippling effect. All of, you know, the art and the creative, you know, pots were boiling, as well as music, and then it just all merged together. So it's like one big living organism at this point. So yeah, I literally moved in 2 weeks and didn't really tell anybody, I told my close friends and people that matter, I knew that I needed to be here, and all of the pieces were basically aligned. I just needed to get on the plane and follow the journey.
So you knew that you would always, for the most part, end up here?
Absolutely. From seventh grade, my first time coming here was in seventh grade. My godparents they lived in D.C., but we would travel to like Virginia, Pennsylvania. And the last trip we went to was, I went to the White House. No, the last trip I went to was New York. And I completely just fell in love with the city. It was New York chose me before I even thought about it. It just felt right. It felt like my heart had always belonged here, even though I love Atlanta. And Atlanta definitely raised me as a creative and as a musician. But New York, definitely, I feel like I'm becoming the complete artist that I wanted to be, and not so much, I guess, yeah, New York for me was the sign of growth and the sign of just really taking things to the next level.
Now, when it comes to that next level, did you feel as though there was just, I guess, more space for you here to really flesh out some of those ideas that maybe were probably there in Atlanta, but probably not to the same extent as right here?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the creative and the music scene in Atlanta. It's something that I've been invested into, and I've actually given myself to the community in Atlanta for about 7 years now. And you just get to a point where you just feel like a lot of things have, you know, come full circle. And Sophia Sierra, which is a brand in Atlanta, she said literally before I left, Atlanta has given you all that it has to offer. Now it's up to you to take that and execute it in a bigger platform. And when she said that, I'm like, I think you're absolutely right. It's not that Atlanta, you know, isn't doing things, but you come to a point when you want to grow, and I felt like I was a leader there, and people were depending on me and looking, you know, to me for just advice and creative direction and music ideas. But I just needed something that was a little bit different. I needed people to just see me as something else and not, you know, oh, that's Bosco from Atlanta. You know what I mean? You get to be like that figure, even though I'm definitely respected in the industry and in the scene, but I needed to be a way for people to really understand and to get the vision, because once you become too accessible and people feel like they, you know, you become too accessible and you're around too much. So I think that the city definitely appreciates me now that I'm not there, and I see it a lot more now. And being a beacon from Atlanta, living here now, I can shine that light on my city. I can tell... Is it too loud? Okay. I can shine that light on my city, and they really hear me. They really hear me when I'm not there.
So now that you've had a chance to be away from Atlanta for a while, what is your perception of the scene in Atlanta now that you have an outsider's perspective?
I was having this conversation with my best friend last night, and I would literally put Atlanta against anyone, like creatively, from DJs to events, curated events, to parties, to pop-up shops. I feel like Atlanta definitely can go toe-to-toe with LA, Miami, New York, Paris, London, and Tokyo. I really feel that because the South, you know, we don't really have the visibility or the publications to really vouch for our art. So it's a sense of just like, you know, you got to make it happen. You have to pull from it, being in the South, you have to pull inspiration from nowhere, you know, because we don't have a lot of like printed things. We don't have, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to figure out how to be creative. So it creates a way for you to, your work is just different, you know, with the struggle. You pull out a different sense of energy when you don't really have the resources that you need. So Chilio said it the best, you know, this is the future, like Atlanta is the future. I know that Atlanta's being, you know, known for trap and rap, but the creative scene, I'm giving it like another 5-6 years, and it will be like New York, but Atlanta has only been trying at this creative circle, music, renaissance thing, I'll say about 7-8 years, and we've already been making waves. Like, Atlanta's like the new hot thing, and I think I would probably go back maybe like 5 or 6 years just to see, but I think it would definitely be the next like New York very soon.
So what do you tell people about Atlanta here? In terms of that.
Okay, rephrase that.
So what did you tell people here in New York about Atlanta?
Okay. Mm-hmm. That we're full of life, creativity. We throw dope events. It's just like these kids now, they have their hands on the pulse. It's really hard for me to like try to explain that because I'm like in it, but we just got this shit. Like, we just got it. Like, from flows to rhymes to just everything. And I feel like New York becomes like oversaturated very quick, and it's very competitive to really like let your art show through all of this like filtered shit. Like, all this, can I say that? All this filtered stuff. But we in Atlanta, we do collaborate and we stick together. And that's one thing that I do miss about my city, is because everybody fucks with each other. Everybody supports, everybody posts each other's events. It's a really, really community about building. And that's where my heart is, like in community building and really creating a culture and pushing the culture forward. You know, as a musician, as a African-American female, as a, you know, as a feminist, as, you know, just a human being. It's all about the community. And that's what I would say about my city, is that we have struggled together, but we have also all come up together. And that's the beautiful part that I get to see sitting back, because I'm not there. I see like your Chilios, I see like your Fresh Iams, Edgewood, your Sound Tables, your Mother, your department store, your Arbitrary Living. All of these places literally started out from nothing like a couple years ago. And to just see like Edgewood and Auburn, the pop-up shop with the trolley, I don't know what's going on with that, you know, the farming, like just everything, like farmers market, like everything is just really about building the community. And I can't really say that so much, you know, for New York at this point, because a lot of people are out for self in this industry. But that's like the golden ticket. If Atlanta can just remember to just stay, you know, about the community, I think we'll really go far.
With that being said, you still are a leader of sorts in the creative scene in Atlanta. So as a leader, if you would have some perspective for those other artists who may be thinking about still maintaining Atlanta as their home in their heart, mm-hmm. but who may want to physically come to New York or go to LA, what would be your perspective now that you're sort of in that journey?
I would definitely say to each his own, and traveling is the best experience by far. And you get when you put yourself into a new environment, it causes you to just learn more about yourself. And even though I've been here in a very short time span, I feel like I have just transcended into like another person, because I put myself in a situation where nothing is familiar. And when nothing is familiar, you have to like kind of like figure it out. It's almost like walking blind. You have to like figure out how the city moves, how it, you know, how it works, you know, how to move inside of it. So I definitely encourage artists and musicians to travel. Just travel so you can just gain a new perspective. I felt like in Atlanta, because I've just been there for a long time, you only get to see one side of yourself, or one like perspective. And when I moved here, you know, just relationships and people that I've worked with, like I've never thought about even putting together like art in that kind of way. Once you take yourself out of that environment where you're most uncomfortable, and I was comfortable in Atlanta because I'm a leader, and I feel that when you do travel, it just takes your work and your execution, you know, to another level, just period. You know, I'm sure you've experienced just like traveling and how you just change. You change. I feel like I've just become a better person because I have to. I can't fear the unknown anymore once you put yourself in those situations. So you're forced to make shit happen. Like I actually made myself make stuff happen because I didn't have anything to gravitate or lean towards, because I only have yourself.
So let's talk about your craft right now. Had a chance to go to your show a few days ago, and from a production value standpoint, the music, the visual, your entrance, your dress, just your entire show performance, what is your thought right now on, what is your perspective, I guess, on how you approach putting your show together in terms of all those elements that mm-hmm. you have to present?
Yeah.
Even the fashion.
Yeah.
All of that.
I just feel that we're in a day and an age where it's just not enough to be an artist or a musician anymore. You have to definitely wear many hats. Just a little bit of my background, if people don't know me, I do have a background in fashion design. That's what I went to school for. Excuse me, at SCAD. But from that, I just learned just that, like you said, the production value and how everything just has to make sense. Visuals to me are very important. I feel like it's a way to really create the world that I see in my head. I guess that's just being the like weird, nerdy girl that nobody really understood growing up. So my imagination was just very vivid, just as a young girl. I've always wanted to just be like in a production. I've always either wanted to be a dancer, I wanted to do Broadway. I've literally wanted to do like everything as far as like just like the performing artist aspect. But I guess it's just like my own little magical world that I want to create. And it's just, as far as the music production, I just wanted to actually figure out how to visualize how people can see the music. So the music is very like industrial, reminds me of like metal and copper. It's also very androgynous. It's masculine, but it's yet feminine. It's whimsical, it's dreamy, it's otherworldly. So how can I execute that visually? So I linked up with this guy named Brian Wells, who does like projections, but I've always been into like data meshing, 8-bit glitch art, any kind of interactive media. I've just always been a part of just that like weird science shit. But then the fashion also comes in because I like Grace Jones. I love David Bowie. I was just really growing up admiring those artists. I was just really intrigued how they were just able to tap into a certain character persona. And that's something that I also wanted to get into was acting. Bosco is... So I wish I can be Bosco like all the time, like whenever I guess that character is on stage, it's very confident, very like mermaid like. I feel like a mermaid when I perform, and I want it to maybe like create that world of just like being underwater. Does that make sense? Not really.
It does make sense when you're at the show.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So the visuals, it's, like I said, it's GIFs. It's glitch art. It's really hard to explain if you don't see the show. I guess you're right.
You have to kind of go to the show.
Yeah. You have to go to the show because everything definitely makes sense once you see it. I'm really into experimental art. And that's what I'm getting to a lot in New York. I'm getting really to play with different mediums. Working here at Factory, I'm around a lot of awesome people who know a lot of stuff that I don't know. So I've been incorporating. I went from just performing with a band back to just like electronic, but it needed a little bit more. So that's when I brought in the visual projection aspect, but also it goes from just like from my website. You know, my website has a lot of like graphics. Each song has its own layout and web page, but everything like makes sense when you go to the website and then you go to the show. But then, like I said, my background is in fashion, so I've always been able to incorporate the fashion with my music. But then with fashion is visuals, so it's really, I think I'm just becoming more of a multimedia artist. Definitely music is the focus, but it's also the soundtrack for the visuals that I've been creating on this like last journey of mine. I'm seeing it more as an overall piece, not like, okay, here's a song and here's a video. It's more about the overall experience and how you can take one idea and maximize it. Like, okay, we have a video. Like, how many other ways can we execute this? How many other ways can we tell the story? Because people flip content so much now that it's like, how can my story lasts and not be filtered or spammed out. So I've been just working really hard on how to just keep everything in-house, and you can visually identify like, okay, I understand the music, and the music, if I hear the music, I want to see this. And I feel like people just want to be stimulated in a way that they haven't before. And including myself, like I want to challenge myself, like to continuously just push it, like, continuously just push my visuals, the sound, and the people that I continuously have around me, they want the same thing. And I was talking to you about this earlier. It's just not about me. Once you, like the community building, I brought that aspect up here. Like, okay, this is the thing. So how many other pieces can we incorporate that to show my vision? And it's been really great thus far. I'm really excited about my journey.
So what is your very next big goal?
Oh, man. My very next big goal. Well, a lot of the things that I've been dreaming for are happening for me. Definitely getting signed and being able to fully produce and direct and be in complete control of my brand. But if I had to say one big goal, definitely want to probably do a 2-month tour. That's my next big goal. Touring. The record is my next big goal. That's getting done now. And traveling. Those are my next big things that I want to do. It may not sound big, but a 2-month tour on the road, paid for with the bus and all that, that's a big goal for me.
And what do you miss most about Atlanta?
The people. The people. I have a heart for the people. I just really miss the community. I feel like I've developed something with the city, not just like the people, but just like the city itself. And that's something that won't be replaced. Even though New York is great to me, I will never be able to find the type of artists and the people that supported me and supports the community of Atlanta visually, sonically. We have people like just living walls. Like, that's one thing I miss. You know, Sound Table does those great house parties, a house in the park, all the free festivals. Like, you really don't realize what you got until it's gone, even though you know you have to leave. And I really miss that.
Let everyone know how they can keep up with you.
You can find me on HelloBosco.com, and all my social media tags are that HelloBosco. Instagram, Facebook, my website, Twitter. Yeah, I think that's it.
Brittany Bosco.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah.